Welcome, everyone, to Mercy Talk Podcast. Thank you so much for joining us this week. I am your host, Melanie Carter. And for those of you who are just hearing about Mercy, we have been offering a free-of-charge residential counseling program for young women since 1983. And we have 4 homes in the U.S., 3 internationally. And you can find out more information about us by simply going to mercyministries.com. And we are continuing on today with our Ditch the Baggage podcast series and are really excited about today's topic, which is key number 4, choosing to forgive. And I just kind of want to remind everyone that, you know, as we've been talking through the different keys that are part of the Ditch the Baggage series, we want to make sure people understand that this isn't just a total step-by-step process, but all of these keys work together and work in conjunction with one another. And so our topic today on forgiveness really ties in a lot with the previous week's topics on healing life's hurts and renewing the mind. And so I really encourage you to go back and listen to those previous shows if you've not been able to listen in, because we're really kind of trying to tie all of them in together. So this series is also going to be a taste of what our Freedom Experience event is going to be in Nashville, that we're basically going to walk people through each of the keys to freedom over the course of a day and a half. And we would love to have you join us October 2nd and 3rd here in Nashville for that event. So you can find more information and register at mercymultiplied.com. Today, we are welcoming back to our Mercy Talk podcast our current program director in our Nashville home, but she was actually previously our director of counseling here in Nashville, Shelley Alfred. Shelley is going to be one of our featured speakers at the Freedom Experience event in October, and we are so very thankful for her and just her wisdom and experience in helping us navigate such a very important topic that we're going to be discussing today on forgiveness. So, Shelley, welcome to the show. Thank you so much for being here.
Thanks, Melanie. I'm really happy to be back.
Awesome. So Shelley, just kind of by way of introduction, would you just give a little bit of insight into your journey, kind of where you went to school, how long you've been at Mercy, what you've been doing here, and what you do now on a daily basis in our residential program?
Yeah, sure. I received my bachelor's degree from Auburn University in family and child development. And from there, jumped into work with DCS through their Family and Children's Services Department. Did that for many years and went back to get my master's in professional counseling through Liberty University. Mm-hmm. And I was a counselor here. I started as a counselor at Mercy in 2001 and was here for about 4 years and then left to start my family. And after staying home with my daughter for several years, just really felt a pull from the Lord to re-enter what he was doing here at Mercy. And so 2 years ago, I stepped back through the doors as a counselor and then on to director of counseling. And then most recently took the role as program director.
Awesome. Well, we are definitely very thankful that the Lord led you back here. And I know you are just an incredible asset to our staff, to our home here. So we are very, very thankful you're here and excited that you're on today's show just to kind of help us talk about this very important topic. So, you know, as we dive into just this topic on forgiveness, what would you say is kind of the starting point as we kind of dive into this today?
I think the interesting thing in preparing to talk about forgiveness is that so many believers are already familiar with teachings on forgiveness and familiar with scriptures on forgiveness. And so sometimes we can kind of brush over it. But as I spent time preparing for it and thinking about my own journey through forgiveness and just walking in that to a deeper level, I realized that that I did have something to share about that, and hopefully can package it in a new and fresh way for some that are more familiar with this topic. I think sometimes we can walk away from teachings on this and almost feel guilty or condemned for having not already forgiven,
right.
And so then we almost feel a victim a second time in that respect. And so what I don't want this to be is anything that brings guilt upon a listener, but rather, you know, I think it's time to look at our hurts or our offenses in life as sacred ground in our journeys through life. And those are really key times when we can choose to press into the Lord and we can grow in character, we can grow in maturity. And I'm not saying that the Lord causes those hurts or offenses to come into our lives, but I am saying that those are really crucial points where we can make some decisions of how we're going to respond to those hurts and offenses. And when we turn to Him, those can become just those really, as I said, those sacred moments in our journeys.
Right. That's awesome. And I know that I've heard you before just kind of talk about, and maybe you'd be able to kind of expand on this and mm-hmm. fill in the gaps for what I'm about to say. But I know I've heard you kind of talk about how sometimes we come into this as if, you know, kind of the Lord is saying, do this, like that mm-hmm. He kind of takes those things and He's just kind of demanding a you need right. to forgive kind of thing.
Yes.
And that may be kind of where we're heading. But, you know, I think that it's easy for us to kind of get this idea of forgiveness a little bit twisted.
Right.
And so can you help us kind of understand, I guess, maybe where, what does the Lord see this as in our lives? And what mm-hmm. is the correct view of it? Because mm-hmm. it's not something that God is just taking and completely ignoring the pain mm-hmm. and saying, you need to do this.
Right.
So just kind of maybe all mm-hmm. of all encompassing, where would you go with that?
Okay. Well, I'm thinking about, I wish I could remember who said this or who had written this, but it was something that really resonated with me regarding forgiveness. And it's that so often when we're trying to forgive or when we're reading passages about forgiveness, it can get twisted in our minds where we think of it as if we're a child on a playground and a bully punches us and we're lying on the ground bleeding and God walks over holding the hand of that bully and demands us to mm-hmm. forgive him or her
yeah.
While we're lying there bleeding. And that's not at all what forgiveness is. And kind of to equate it to that picture, I would say it's more God rushing over to us in the midst of our pain and scooping us up and comforting us and saying, let me show you the way to mm-hmm. move forward so that this pain doesn't debilitate you and yeah. keep you stuck in this place. So with that in mind, I'm going to talk about first about what forgiveness is not and then more about what forgiveness is. Forgiveness isn't a feeling. And I think so often we all wait for our emotions to give us permission to forgive someone, and we don't have to wait for those emotions to come. In fact, they may never come. Mm-hmm. And so we can cognitively make the choice. We can make that decision to begin the forgiveness process. And I do want to emphasize process, because sometimes when we hear the word choice, that seems like it cancels out. Okay, well, we make a choice to forgive and then it should be over.
Right.
We make the decision first and then the process of forgiveness begins.
Yeah.
Also, forgiveness is not excusing what the person has done. You know, I was thinking about how when we're little, we're trained to respond to someone's apology by saying, oh, it's okay. That's kind of how we grow up, you know, and so we grow up with the mindset of forgiving is saying, oh, it's okay.
Mm-hmm.
So when we become adults, we're very resistant to that response because we've learned, oh, that's not okay. And so I think that we can also then become resistant to forgiveness. And so forgiveness is not excusing a behavior or a harsh word or whatever that hurt or offense was.
Right.
Also, forgiveness is not a free pass for someone to continue harming us, you know, and I want to say specifically, this would be, you know, in the case of continued abuse, you can forgive an abuser, but that doesn't mean you trust that person to stop that behavior. And, you know, we could do a whole show on, you know, if you're in an abusive situation. Mm-hmm. But, you know, I do want to say that forgiving that person is very, very different than trusting that person in the
right.
future. And so now let's look at what forgiveness is. And as I said, it is a choice, which moves into the process of forgiveness. It is a decision to relinquish our rights for vengeance. That can be really difficult because we may feel that we are deserving of that payback. And to let go of that can be really humbling and really challenging, but so worth it in the end. Mm-hmm. We'll talk about that more in a bit. But it's also, you know, forgiveness is stepping into freedom from the past. And when I used to counsel, I would talk to the young women about how unforgiveness was like dragging around just a big pile of garbage chained to you. And it just went around everywhere you go. You know, in Hebrews, it says, see to it that no bitter root grows up within you to defile many. So we think that if we're bitter toward one person, it's not going to have any effect on any of our other relationships, when in fact, we're just dragging around that big, smelly, gross pile of garbage with us into every relationship that we're in.
Yeah.
And so forgiveness to me is just a big sledgehammer coming down on that chain and breaking a person free from that past and being able to move forward without it.
Yeah.
And so it truly is worth that sacrifice.
Shelley, it's awesome that you are able to kind of clarify some of that, because I think you're right. There are a lot of misconceptions about what it is and what it is not. And I think sometimes those misconceptions really keep people from actually wanting to walk through that process, because they're thinking, oh, well, this means that everything that I'm admitting, that everything is okay, or that, you know, or just things that they don't want to do because they have a misconception of what it actually is. And so I'm really thankful that you're able to put some clarity behind that. It's kind of a given that we know that forgiveness is really, really important to walking in freedom as Christians. So do you have anything to add about just that from your unique point of view as a counselor?
You know, unforgiveness can grow quickly into bitterness and then full-blown into hatred. And as I said, it affects not just one small portion of someone's life, but their whole entire life and all of their relationships. And it taints the condition of our hearts. And I've given a lot of kind of picture references, and I think that's just the way my mind works. But, you know, there was a point in my life when the Lord was doing a deeper work in me personally regarding forgiveness. And I actually was living in an apartment complex at the time, and my car was in the parking lot. And I woke up the next morning to find that it had been hit. And of course, and the person had left and not left a note or anything. So it was a hit and run situation. And I was left to pay for the damage. And I remember feeling the injustice of that and feeling so angry about that. And, you know, this just isn't fair. Why do I have to pay for what someone else did? And as the anger worked up in me over that, I began to pray about it and take that to the Lord. And I believe that in that time, he just revealed that so much of the healing work that we do through life is like that. It's like that hit and run scenario where someone else has caused the harm or someone else has brought the offense, and we're the ones left paying the price for that. Is it fair that we have to pay the price? It isn't, but ultimately Christ paid the price on the cross. He didn't just die for forgiveness of our sins, and that would have been enough had that been all, but he died to bring that healing and that comfort and that peace to us after other people's sins are committed against us. And so I think as we cling to the work that he has already done and the payment he's already made, it gives us the courage then to essentially take that car into the garage to pay to get the car fixed. In that moment, I had a choice. I could have chosen to drive around a wrecked car, or I could just take the responsibility of driving it in and having it fixed. It was up to me. No one else, no one else was going to do that. And so it is with the hurts of our past. No one else is going to take those steps of healing for us. It's up to us to take that responsibility and to start the process. And forgiveness is, in my opinion, one of the very first starting points to that.
Yeah, that's an awesome, awesome picture. Very, very helpful. Shelley, I think maybe the last question that I would have for you today is, you know, I think we all deal with different hurts and different offenses. You know, sometimes they may just be someone says something that's hurtful and stings a little bit, and we have to forgive them for that. But then there's other circumstances, and I know these are ones that you've dealt with a whole lot with the girls who are in our program here who have been very deeply hurt or offended. And so how would you say that we take those steps to forgive when we have really been deeply hurt or offended?
Yeah, I'm glad, Melanie, that you made the distinction between, you know, maybe those smaller offenses as opposed to some of those deeper wounds that can leave the biggest scars in life. I'm glad you made that distinction. And so in regards to those deeper wounds where we're just kind of left thinking, I don't even know how to get out of bed every day, you know, and live with this. I don't know how to begin to deal with these hurts or to take the step toward forgiveness. I think that we start by acknowledging that we can't do it on our own. And in that, we look to the cross, at what Christ has done and the forgiveness that he has extended, not just to us, but I think of those who abused him mm-hmm. before and while and after nailing him to the cross, the abuse that he endured and how he was able to forgive them and how he's able to forgive a world of sinners. And so I think we look to him to draw our strength from. And then we just speak very openly and honestly with him in prayer, with the Lord in prayer, about our desire to follow suit, so mm-hmm. to speak, our desire to forgive, but then our inability to do it, and then cry out to him for help. And as I said earlier, it's just about making that first decision cognitively. You know, in our minds, we make the decision, we make mm-hmm. the choice to forgive. And so that's where it starts. But my encouragement to anyone listening who wants to begin walking through the process of forgiveness would be, once you've made the decision, then slowly start praying for the person who has hurt you. And I know that may sound like the very last thing you would ever want to do. And I'm not just speaking as a counselor, but I'm speaking from personal experience. As you pray for that person, the choice of forgiveness moves from being at a cognitive level to a heart level. It moves from your brain to your heart, mm-hmm. and it cleans your heart of that bitterness and that hatred and reestablishes that healthy condition of mm-hmm. our hearts mm-hmm. and restores it back to its rightful state with the Lord.
Yeah, that's really good. And I think that goes right back to kind of an earlier point that you made about how it's just, especially when it comes to these deep hurts and these deep wounds, that it is not just a quick one-time decision and then it's mm-hmm. over, but mm-hmm. that it is a process, and it's right. one that you have to really commit to mm-hmm. and understand that through that process, it's worth it. Like, yes. your freedom is worth the process. And so, Shelley, you've just done, as always, just such a great job of really unpacking this topic that people sometimes think that they understand, mm-hmm. but sometimes there really are some misconceptions or just a misunderstanding of like how to right. do it. It's a good idea, but how do I do that? And so I think you've just right. done a really great job of helping to unpack that today. And I just want to really encourage our listeners that, you know, if you've recognized unforgiveness in your life, just to not let that keep you in bondage and to make that decision today and to make that commitment to that process today, because as we keep saying, the freedom is worth it. So also, just as a reminder to our listeners, if you are struggling with any life-controlling issues, we can and we want to help you. So we just encourage you to connect with Mercy to find out just what resources and programs might be available to you. Please feel free to send us an email at mercytalk@mercyministries.com. And we would absolutely just love to hear from you and love to help in any way that we can. So, Shelley, again, thank you so much for being here with us today and taking the time. I know your schedule is constantly just so very busy over there at the home. So we appreciate you taking the time to come over today.
Thank you, Melanie. It was a pleasure to be here.
Awesome. And thank you so much to our listeners for joining us. Please make sure that you join us again next week, because we're going to actually have one of our Mercy staff members with us sharing her own testimony and just kind of what she learned about this topic of forgiveness. So hopefully you will be able to join us next week. Thank you so much.